Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. I've been ministering on a subject, life more abundant. And beloved, while as God's children, we have a great hope of the resurrection if we die, but we also have available to us the power that raised Jesus from the dead in us. And that power, through the Holy Spirit, gives us the ability, the strength, and the needed power that we need to mortify the deeds of the flesh and live His abundant life. The spiritual body of Christ, beloved, is made alive as it partakes of the spiritual life in Christ, for it has been joined to Him. We are His body, and He is the head. A body would not have life if the head wasn't connected, right? In fact, we see some religions desiring to take the head from the body. And that definitely will terminate life. Beloved, we need to stay connected to our head, which is Jesus Christ. And there is an awakening taking place in the lives of God's children. In times past, our lives have been occupied with all kinds of things, the superficialities of that which was seen, that in the sense realm. But beloved, a revelation of Jesus, a revelation of the living Christ is taking place. And in this glorious revealing, we see more and more of what we are to become. The scripture tells us all creation groans and travails, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Beloved, the earth, the animals, they were put under the effects of the curse because of man's sin, because we had dominion over all the earth, the fish, the fowl of the air, all the things, everything that was living, we were to have to rule and reign on earth. And because of sin, we disinherited that right. But God has always intended for us to be restored to that place of dominion, of authority. And we have it in the Spirit. We don't know yet what we will be, but when He appears, we will see Him as He is. And there is a glorious future, not only for us, but for a renewed creation and for all the animal life. All you animal lovers out there, praise God. What a glorious, wonderful time that is ahead of us. So the church is now being awakened from the sleep of defeat, from sorrow, from confusion, from discouragement. Hear the word of the Lord. In Ephesians 5:14, the word of the Lord tells us, "Wherefore He saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." That Greek word used here, awake, is agiro, and it means to arouse from sleep, from lying down, to rise up from disease, from death, from inactivity, from obscurity, from ruin and non-existence, to lift up, to rise, to stand up. Beloved, let us arise. Let us arise from the dust that surrounds us, and arise and sit down. I don't know that passage in Isaiah, but I love it. And loose thy cells from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Arise and sit down, meaning a place of rest and a rulership in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Beloved, in days past, it seems our lives have been governed by that which seems only reasonable to unbelieving hearts. And the church, to a great extent, has held to this path that limits the power of God. But, oh, beloved, there are those who are hearing the call of the Spirit. There are those who are awakening in the power of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, we need the empowering of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to give life, to give ability, to give a discernment, to allow His gifts to flow in our lives, to know that it is God working in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Our course has been charted in the past by that which seemed reasonable. Our theology has been based on the assumption that a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. But we've forgotten that God is not only in the hand, but He's in the bird and He's in the bush. We need a burning bush experience. Each of us need an experience where God is speaking to us and the very fire of God is coming, as burning as a fire. The word of God, as Jeremiah said, it was as fire shut up in my bones. We need to feel that anointing, that a power of God, which will lift us up out of the defeats of days past. And we shall know, as Jeremiah asked that question, is anything too hard for God? He spoke the word of the Lord. There is nothing, nothing too hard for the living God. And beloved, He's in the business of transforming people, transforming hearts. He took ignorant fishermen and He filled them with the Holy Ghost so that they spoke, that and people were amazed, but they took note that they were with Jesus. And beloved, He takes our inabilities and He swallows them up in the power and the anointing of God, so that it is His works that we speak. It is His actions that we engage in, and we become a living testimony. We become a living tabernacle of the power of God. We become the church of the end times, a tabernacle not made with hands, not a four-walled edifice, but the living body of Christ, a people redeemed out of every tribe, people and nation, a people who are filled with the power and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving Him honor and glory alone. Hallelujah. The operation of the Spirit is not always confined to that which is reasonable according to our natural minds. If it were so, then there wouldn't be a need of faith, beloved. Isn't that true? Ephesians 4:13 states, we come in the unity of the faith, hallelujah, to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That word knowledge in the Greek means to recognize, to become fully acquainted with, to have full discernment unto the knowledge of the Son of God, to know Him in such an intimate, deep way. That Greek word teleos is translated perfect. That means in various applications of labor, growth, mental and moral character, completeness, perfection. That's where God is taking us. That's where the Holy Spirit is bringing us into. And beloved, I just want you to know that God wants to touch you right now. I'm just going to pause. I have another scripture to share, but I want to just stop right now. And I want to allow the Holy Spirit to touch you. If your spirit has jumped within you of saying, yes, Lord, that's what you want. That's what I want. I want to be a part of this great move of the Holy Spirit in this end time. However you're going to bring a revival, whenever you're going to bring it. It doesn't matter when the rapture comes, if it's pre, mid, post, what does it matter? We need to be occupied in the Father's business before He comes. We need to redeem the time. We need to be as strong as soldiers. We need to harden ourselves against the trials and the troubles and the tribulation, and know that God will cause us to overcome, that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person who is yearning, crying out for that anointing, Father. We can't do it in ourselves. It takes the power of God. It takes the anointing of God. Lord, under the old covenant, the power of God, the Holy Spirit, came upon the priest, the prophet, and the king. But Lord, in these New Testament times, the veil has been rent in twain. When Jesus died on the cross, when He said, it is finished, that thick veil of the temple was torn, and each believer now has access, personal, intimate, face-to-face audience with the King of Kings as He sits upon His throne, that we can find grace to help in the time of need. And Father, I pray for that anointing right now, a double portion of the anointing of God. Lord, You said that the latter rain would exceed that of the former rain. And Lord, the glory that the early church possessed is going to be transcended by the glory and the power that that you're going to give to your body in this end time. Father, I release that anointing in the heart of every listener who is crying and hungering and desperate for that touch of God. In the name of Jesus, I command, Lord, that anointing shall overflow us, and we shall be lifted up in the power of the Holy Spirit, and we shall be able to do those greater works that you have called us to do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I have called you by name and you are mine. I have graven you on the palms of my hands, and I am with you, and I am leading you into higher heights and deeper depths, where you shall know your God as you have never known him before, and you shall see prayer answered. You shall see, yea, those requests you have laid before the throne of grace. I shall move in the lives of your loved ones. I shall move in your church. I shall move in your community as you stand faithful to me, as you cry out and as you pray and as you seek my face, and as you join with believers, other believers who are of like heart and like mind, who know that nothing is impossible with their God. As you cry out to me, beloved, behold, I shall cause the latter rain to begin to fall, and you shall experience the refreshing of the presence of God, and mighty miracles shall be experienced, and the dead shall be brought back to life, not just the physical, but the spiritually dead shall be brought into the kingdom of God, and those that are halt and lame, yea, the very miracles of deliverance, the very works that I did, even greater shall you do, because I've gone to my Father. Receive that anointing and know that I am with you even to the end of the age, says your God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't have time, but I was going to share about Samuel. Not about Samuel, but in 1 Samuel, of what happened to Saul. And it said the anointing of God, I don't care how you feel about yourself. Sam was, you know, he was hiding among the baggage when they called him to be king. And he said, Samuel said, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them and be turned into another man. And that's exactly what happened, that God came upon him and he was turned into another man. The anointing of God was upon whomever will, who's ever hungry. And God, you know, the fact that it was tragic that he didn't follow through, he didn't obey God, because God promised him further. And Samuel spoke through in the 13th chapter. He said, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But he knew what Saul could not accomplish, and then he raised up a man after his own heart, David. Well, I could go on for another hour, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. I invite you to listen next time. If you ever want to rehear a broadcast, just tune into unveilchrist.org, and you can listen to the broadcast. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.